This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that space sector startups have shown their trust in the government. During an interaction with the startup CEOs of the space sector, Mr. Modi urged them to remain consistent in their efforts and build a robust space sector ecosystem capable of attracting talent from across the world. He noted that an enabling environment must be created in the country where people from across the world see India as the preferred destination to build their careers and future in the space sector. During the interaction, Chief Executive Officer of India's first space tech unicorn, Skyroot Aerospace, Pawan Kumar Chandana, thanked Mr. Modi for opening up the space sector. Meanwhile, National Space Day is being observed today. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended their greetings on the occasion. Prime Minister Modi, while sharing a video on social media, said that in the new global order, India is continuously expanding its space sector.
भारत का युवा आज उन क्षेत्रों में काम कर रहा है जिनकी कुछ साल पहले कल्पना भी संभव नहीं थी। भारत का प्राइवेट स्पेस टैलेंट पूरी दुनिया में अपनी अलग पहचान बना रहा है। आज ग्लोबल इन्वेस्टर्स के लिए भारत का स्पेस सेक्टर एक अट्रैक्टिव डेस्टिनेशन बन रहा है।
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today stressed the need for self-reliance in making warships, offshore vessels and in other related fields, describing it vital for security of the country. He emphasized the need of good quality maintenance services in this field, aimed at making India a future shipbuilding hub. Addressing the Bhumi Pujan ceremony for five projects of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers and Yantra India Limited in Kolkata, worth approximately 3,400 crore rupees, Mr. Singh said, Atmanirbharta is the need of the hour. The minister said, due care should be given to quality assurance and timely delivery of defence products for exports to the world. He mentioned that the armed forces are now relying on indigenous products for defence needs. Indian Council of Medical Research or ICMR has clarified that no new strain of H1N1 has been identified and there is no cause for panic. The influenza strains currently circulating are also well matched with the vaccine strains recommended for the Northern Hemisphere. According to senior scientists at the ICMR, these viruses have been in circulation since the year 2025. ICMR said that the situation is being closely monitored through regular surveillance and necessary public health measures are being undertaken. The BRICS Sports Ministers meeting has concluded in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, with the adoption by consensus of the BRICS Sports Joint Declaration. The declaration reaffirms the commitment of BRICS countries to strengthen cooperation in sports through dialogue, mutual respect and inclusiveness. Held under India's BRICS Chairship 2026, the meeting brought together sports ministers and senior representatives of member states to discuss ways to promote sports development, youth participation and international cooperation. In his opening remarks, Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya called for building a strong BRICS sporting partnership with practical and sustained cooperation. He proposed greater athlete and coach exchanges, joint competitions and sharing of sports science and technology. Kazakhstan is voting today in a parliamentary election that is expected to further strengthen President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev's grip on power in Central Asia's largest country. The election was triggered by the adoption of a new constitution earlier this year, which restructures the country's parliament from a two-chamber system in a single chamber. In men's cricket, India were 300 for 5 in their first innings against host Sri Lanka at stumps on day one of the second and final test in Colombo. Devdutt Padikkal continued his impressive form, scoring his second consecutive test century. He made 117 of 193 balls. Earlier, India won the toss and opted to bat. India won the first test by 165 runs and currently lead the two-match series 1-0. In the FIH Hockey World Cup, the Indian women's team will take on Australia tonight. India must win this match to stay in contention for a semi-final berth. The Pool E match will begin at 10:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. That is the end of this news bulletin.